This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush returned to Washington last night from a trip to Europe, and today he takes a shorter journey up to the Capitol, where he'll have lunch with Republican senators. The meeting was scheduled before the Senate dropped work last week on the immigration bill that the president supports, but he's expected to take the opportunity to urge GOP senators to stop blocking that legislation, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
For President Bush, mired in an unpopular war and facing a Congress controlled by Democrats, immigration legislation has emerged as a rare opportunity to claim a success in his final 2 years in office. Before he left Bulgaria for Washington yesterday, the president said he believes an immigration bill is something, in his words, we can get done.
We made 2 steps forward on immigration. We took a step back, and now I'm going to work with those who are focused on getting an immigration bill done and start taking some steps forward again. I believe we can get it done. I'll see you at the bill signing.
And while the president won't want to hold his breath until an immigration bill is signed, there are some faint hints of progress on the issue. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid pulled the bill from the floor last Thursday night after supporters of the measure fell 15 votes short of the number needed to move it on to final passage. Reid now says he will do, in his words, everything possible to return the measure to the floor after the Senate debates an energy bill.
I want to get the bill done. The overwhelming majority of the Democratic caucus have already voted for cloture. American people are certainly looking to Congress for leadership. We hope that President Bush and his Republican allies in Congress will find their way to work with us to deliver this bill to the immigrants, businesses, and all Americans who demand and deserve it.
Reid sent a letter to the president calling on Mr. Bush to exercise, quote, stronger leadership on the measure, which members of the administration helped draft. The bill would, among other things, create a path to citizenship for the 12 million undocumented immigrants now in the U.S., as well as tighten security at the border. Reid noted just 7 Republican senators backed ending debate on the bill, the so-called cloture vote that under Senate rules is necessary before a final vote can be held. Reid was criticized after his decision to pull the bill. Republican leaders said they thought the measure might have been approved if Republicans had 2 more days to debate it and offer amendments to change it. Speaking on the Senate floor yesterday, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell couldn't resist a dig at his counterpart across the aisle.
I thought there was every reason to believe that we could have finished the immigration bill by tonight. Instead, we ended up having another cloture vote, in my view, a day or two premature, and taking the Friday off and today spending our time on a meaningless resolution, giving the president advice about who the attorney general ought to be.
McConnell has himself faced criticism for not reining in conservative Republicans who have been trying to block the immigration bill by amending it to death. Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle, one of the bill's GOP authors, said he expects the president to tell Republican senators at lunch today that he is aware of their concerns over the immigration measure. Kyle was interviewed last night on NPR's All Things Considered.
I think, first of all, he will acknowledge that a lot of what we're hearing from our constituents back home is actually true. Our folks are worried that the government will not enforce a new immigration bill because, frankly, the current law is not very well enforced. I think he'll acknowledge that, but make the point that actually, we need some changes in the law for it to be enforceable.
The test for President Bush will be whether he can convince conservative Republicans in the Senate, who have all but abandoned him on this issue, that it's in their best interests to vote for a bill which most conservative activists see as a betrayal of their core beliefs. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
People in Arizona have ample reason to be frustrated over the immigration stalemate. About half of all the illegal immigrants in the U.S. enter through Arizona. And the state is home to activists of all stripes, from those who want to deport illegal immigrants to those who want to give them a path to citizenship. For that reason, Arizona has a special stake in what Washington, D.C. does or doesn't do about immigration reform. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
It's an overcast morning and the air is filled with the smell of freshly mown grass as tractors pull the cutting blades between rows of pecan trees. The Santa Cruz Valley Farm is about 40 miles north of the Mexican border. Dick Walden owns the farm and a pecan processing plant. He says he has a chronic worker shortage.
Normally we have from 5 to 10 open positions at all times.
During the harvest season, he needs another 40 to 50 workers. So Walden strongly supports a guest worker program. He says he told his senators, John McCain and John Kyle, but he blames other employers for not communicating their similar needs.
The business community has not spoken up and stood up and made their wishes known that they need to have a guest worker program.
Immigrant rights groups did speak up. Jennifer Allen is with the Border Action Network, which is pushing for not only a guest worker program, but legalization for millions of immigrants already here.
10,000 postcards were sent to both the senators in the last month and a half. We had hundreds and hundreds of phone calls just come out of the Tucson area just in the last week and a half.
Now she says it's a struggle to keep her people involved.
Well, I mean, people feel like it's just over and that the vote in the Senate was just a definitive vote. However, our message back out to folks on the street is that it's not over.
Allen says Arizona's senators have been supportive, even though McCain and Kyle have been roundly criticized by the Republican Party in Arizona for helping to write the bill. But so far, as farmer Dick Walden points out, groups opposing the bill have been lobbying more successfully.
Unfortunately, there is a vocal minority in this country that is very agitated about the immigration situation and the fact that people are coming into this country.
No legislation is better than bad legislation.
That's another Arizonan, Chris Simcox, founder of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. He argues that opposing the immigration bill does not put him in the minority, but he would agree he is vocal. The Minutemen and other restrictionist groups lobbied hard for defeat, calling the bill's legalization provision amnesty. Simcox wants to shut the borders before more immigrants get in and says nothing should be discussed before that happens. In fact, he doesn't think Congress is even needed for that.
Sign an executive order to deploy 20,000 National Guard personnel to that border, build those fences as quickly as possible, and the president can take care of that first piece, border security.
The president has ordered the Border Patrol to add 6,000 new agents before the end of next year. And this week, along a stretch of border in Arizona, the government is bringing online a test of a high-tech virtual fence. But it's not fast enough for Simcox. Just south of Tucson, few out-of-town visitors know anything of the controversy. They are at one of Arizona's prime tourist destinations, the 300-year-old Franciscan Mission San Javier del Bac. John Cristiano was typical.
I wish I had something for you, but we're from Cleveland, so, I mean, immigration issue is not a big deal for us.
But it is a big deal for folks from Arizona like Jonathan Romero.
There's no one solution, and at least they're talking about it, and they're working on it.
And that's important in Arizona, where people are exasperated that Washington can't seem to stop arguing and just do something. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
In other news, hundreds of soldiers are searching the hills around Fort Hood, Texas, for a fellow soldier who went missing late last week. Sergeant Lawrence Sprader was in the midst of a solo navigational training exercise and failed to return to the Army base. He told his commanders by cell phone Friday evening that he was determined to finish the exercise. His cell phone battery has since died, and commanders are concerned that Sergeant Sprader may have succumbed to an injury or the scorching temperatures there in Texas. The search continues today.